Welcome to the Lost Lowdown Podcast 175 with your hosts, Claude and Justin.
What's up, guys?
We're back, continuing our Season 5 commentary series with Episode 56316. Bunch of numbers.
A lot of numbers.
316. So, yeah, I don't remember. It's been a while since we did a podcast, and I don't know what's happening. Besides, people off the island are trying to come back, and what's this episode about? It's a Jack episode. Jack doesn't want to go back. Screw you, Locke. I'm staying here. Oh no, he wants to go back.
He wants to go back now. He's over that.
All right.
That was a phase.
Wait, but Locke hasn't. But we haven't gotten to the part where Locke convinced him to come back yet.
Well, you know what? That's an interesting point. So, That basically segues to what I want to say, which is the interesting thing about this episode and the next one, which is The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham, is that they were originally going to be in the opposite order, which is to say Jeremy Bentham first. I don't know if they've ever really explained why they flipped them. But it is something that stands out. If you watch them knowing that they were originally in the other order, like they actually get this weird like mystery element by the fact that they're referencing something that they haven't set up yet.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? With like Ilana and stuff, like we see in this episode, it's like, who the fuck is that? What's going on? And Caesar, you know? And so like it created this intrigue that wouldn't have been there otherwise. And I don't know if, I don't really know what the reasoning was, if they thought Jeremy Bentham had more impact and so they would, you know, delay that one longer, put it later or something. But, they're sort of like companion pieces because, this one is really, I mean, if you remember where we left off last time, off the island, basically. They were all headed to the church, and they were gonna like try to go back to the island. So you know, like Ben convinced Son to go, and so they, you know, and they weren't all there, but you know, that's where like Ilana comes in. So I think basically this episode is about how, you know, it's basically about the time between the last thing, and it's, you know, it's more from a Jack point of view. We get some of the other character stuff later, because this one also has the big Kate moment of don't ever ask me where Aaron is.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah, that's that scene, right? Where it's all dark and brooding and weird.
That's
and
the
it's
one.
Like, what show are we watching? Somehow the show changed for like one scene. It was really weird.
Yeah. It was this dark, like noir type thing. So it's definitely more from Jack's point of view, because we don't find out what Kate's deal is until like later. They kind of fill in that stuff, you know, for the other characters. But it's mostly Jack's point of view of like what happened since, you know, they went to the church and, you know, and basically like how they get back to the island. And I think, you know, Jeremy Bentham is sort of about the other part of that story, which is like Locke coming to see everybody. And so we're not going to see Locke coming to see everybody until after. After they get back, which originally it would have been the other way around, which has a certain logic to it. But I guess they decided they wanted to do it the other way, and I'm not exactly sure why. So it's we're kind of jumping around here, and I guess that's kind of the name of the game for the season.
So yeah, it's like, time-wise, just flash to whenever you want to.
Exactly. There's a lot of that. Let's check this shit out.
All right, well, quick intro. Nothing really to say here.
I mean, you know, it's like, I remember a couple of things about this, but for me, what really stands out is the weird episode switching and the Jeremy Bentham episode, which is not this one.
Not this
one. So, you know, I don't actually remember everything that's in this one. So some of it will
probably be a surprise. I remember the coming back to the island, the how is that going to work, the we need your dad's shoes.
Yeah, the shoes.
What about the other people on the plane? What's going to happen to them? Oh, well, who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? Classic Ben.
Yeah, that's the big things I remember.
You know who else doesn't care? The show.
Oh yeah. This is gonna be a bad story, but I was watching some there's an episode of Star Trek Voyager where I realized that they, after seeing this episode a million times, that they basically pulled the Nikki and Paolo to where they had an episode where they introduced a character we had never seen before, basically said that she, you know, had been part of the crew the whole time. The reason it's not
Didn't
horrible.
Didn't they do that on Next Generation?
I'm sure they did that all the time.
All right.
If they did it on Voyager, they probably did it on Next Generation.
There was like a substitute Riker, I think. And like one acknowledged it. I think that's what it was.
Substitute Riker?
Yeah, like there was someone else, but it was, you know, the first officer.
That wasn't the one where it was like an alien deception though, was it? Because there was that episode where, like, there's an alien who makes it seem like he's part of the crew, like he's the first officer. Maybe that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
But now this was just like she was legitimately a part of the crew.
They were for real. Deception.
Yeah, we had never seen her before.
It was like the Next Generation episode, except they pretended like it was there all along.
No. She was literally supposed to be a part of the crew.
Okay.
But, and I'm like, oh, this is it. It's just like Nikki and Paolo, except what they don't do that they did with Nikki and Paolo is she's only in this one episode and she dies in this one episode.
Oh.
And they sort of explain why we didn't ever really see her. Well, they don't really explain why we didn't see her from the beginning of the show, but they sort of explain, well, her death explains why we hadn't seen her since she died, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was interesting that it was kind of a Nikki and Paolo type thing where, hey, here's this red shirt and don't you want to see what she's up to? You know, and this like, all these flashbacks of her with the crew laughing and talking. It's like, you weren't ever here. Come on.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When she dies, no one cares because we didn't know her at all versus the Nikki and Paolo thing. It's like, well, you spent all this time trying to get us to like them and we don't like them and now you're going to bury them alive. And it's just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. There was another Next Generation episode where they did, it was not really Nikki and Paolo, but they did, you know, they followed some of the lesser crew members, you know, I don't remember if any of them died, but there was three of them. So I don't think they all died. It was kind of just like, the story's not about them, so we're not going to go back to them. But...
Yeah. Voyager did that twice. They did one where it was like some of the Maquis crew members, I know. That's the cool thing about Voyager is it starts out, you know, there's some Maquis people that get stuck on Voyager when they get stuck in the Delta Quadrant. So the crews have to integrate. So that's like the first big challenge. So it's kind of cool. Right. But there's an episode where they have to like get the Maquis members up to speed who aren't towing the line. And then they do another one later where there's like four Voyager Federation like or Starfleet officers who have been like, you know, falling through the cracks and stuff. And and so we spend some time with them and all that kind of stuff. But that's a whole thing they do.
Nice.
Wow. All right. But back to Lost. All right, everybody. If you're going to sync up, let's get your players ready. We'll do the Next Generation Voyager podcast later. All right, everybody, if you're going to sync up with this, get your players ready for some 316.
Woo!
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Previously
Lost.
I'm here to tell you that the island won't let you come alone.
It won't let you come alone.
The island told me that.
You better RSVP for +1.
This is insane. You guys are crazy.
Kate.
Saeed, where are you going?
I don't want any part of this.
You're gonna have to kidnap me.
Don't worry, he's alive.
There's someone. Someone here in
so
Los
alive.
Angeles.
Someone?
There's someone in Los Angeles.
How to get back to the island.
That doesn't explain who it is.
Uh-oh. Pilot it's reference.
Never, it's never good when Jack wakes up flat on his back in a jungle.
Where's Vincent?
Where are those shoes in the bamboo tree?
Yep. Oh, God. Not the shoes.
Not the shoes. The character we all knew and loved and didn't know it. I do need the island to explain, like, the how flashing off a plane and then you just wake up on the ground works.
Oh, that
was great. I remember that mystery. Just, like, this idea of, like, waking up with this, like, half a torn piece of paper. And then he drops it, so it's like, is it, does it matter anymore? But yeah, that's a great thing. That's just,
the answer
like,
is kind of low, thing. But yeah, definitely.
Oh, turn left at the bamboo. Okay.
See, there's always a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he wakes up. But this one's, like, way more minor than the last one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's even got, like, a thing to float on.
Yeah.
I guess guitar music while he's driving.
Wow, that was a pretty good dive.
Yeah, that was
perfect.
I'm pretty sure that was a stunt double, no offense.
Yeah.
That was some serious shit.
That's how you know he's the hero, folks.
Such a hero. Classic hero type.
He didn't hold his nose when he dove in, so that's how you know he's ready for action. This feels like some alternate version of the pilot where this is what happened instead of Jack going to the beach first, you know?
Yeah.
Hurley has like Charlie's backstory. Hurley's the musician, you know, or something.
Yeah.
He's got the drug addiction.
Right, right.
Kate.
Uh-oh. Yeah, how did they just get like planted in these random places?
It's
just, like, it doesn't, I don't know, Jacob? Like, who did it? Like, it's just weird.
Who did it is a good question.
And it's so selective, too.
Yep.
Like, specifically pick certain people. And not even, like, just the people who were on the island before. Like, some of them it doesn't take.
Yep.
Seemingly arbitrarily.
Okay? It only takes the broken people.
Oh.
The broken people taker.
Oh, wait, he, like, took him. sorry. Son's not broken? Maybe she's not broken. I don't know. Questionable.
Man, that's got to be the worst feeling when it actually worked. We actually got back here, and it's like, yeah, I wanted to come. But
I can't believe they did it 46 hours earlier. Like, I get why they wanted to start there to, like, reference the pilot. And if they do that at the end, it's not the same.
Yeah.
But I still don't like that device.
No, it's not good.
It's a disappointment.
All of them.
Oh, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Neither do you, Desmond.
On short notice.
Hey, are you? All right.
Cheerio, want some pay?
She didn't even flinch.
No.
Whatever.
Shall we?
Scottish consciousness time traveling.
They're always asking questions. Love that.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course there's a spiral staircase.
There has to be a spiral staircase.
It is. There is something. Like, I wonder how Dharma worked this out. Like, how did they collaborate with the church? Like,
I'm, like, shaking my head as you're asking this
did
question.
Did they build the church? Yeah, I never really thought about the logistics.
I'm like, why? No one did, ever.
It just seems like a strange thing for a church to do. Like, all right, build your station below our church. Like,
yeah.
It's so you can find this island. Like, did they even believe in, like, I mean, like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Dharma were deists.
It seems like...
Like the Founding Fathers.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I didn't realize they had a specific theological position. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
So, this is a cool set. You know, you gotta give them props. This is, you know, really interesting. I don't know why it's a lamppost. I always think it should be the lighthouse, but never mind. This is how they found it. So that means this came first. So
yeah, that's so, the first station, I guess.
Does that mean that the Groots made this?
I don't get it though. Like, how did they know that there was an island to find?
Well, listen. If you listen to your heart, you'll know where the islands are.
So that makes me think they found the island first, and then they built it to find it again.
To find it again, they knew what they were looking for. Yeah, that would make sense.
He's telling the truth.
Like, once they realize it moved.
Once they were like, okay, great, this is a good spot for our research, so let's find it again.
Yeah. We need to be able to locate
it. We don't know how they found it the first time, then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming Jacob brought them there, but yeah, I have no idea.
Or this army thing, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Could be. Could be. One of their, like, nefarious connections.
Maybe she's in Zoe right now. But let's keep talking.
No, yeah, let's just all over
the world. Let's pontificate as she explains exactly why. Be interested in one, the island. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I remember this. You get gold star, son. They knew it was out there somewhere, but they just. But how did they know?
Then a very clever fellow. So they knew it was out there. Okay, so it's the first thing. They knew there was an island before they ever went there.
Yeah.
I don't get that. That makes no sense to me.
No.
Well, I felt this didn't bother me at the time. Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't add up at all.
I totally agree with you. But the island was always moving. Why do you think you went? I hate her performance here. This is the worst thing she did on the entire show. She is so good in every other scene. Even the scene before this, she was still Miss Hawking. Mm-hmm. And then somehow she got in her head that because she had so much exposition to deliver to this group of people, that she had to do it like a school marm.
Yeah.
It's so weird that she's teaching kindergarten right now.
Yeah.
And it's the only time she's really off character like that.
Yeah, I agree. Back. Unfortunately, these windows
don't stay open for very long. That's the thing about windows. They don't stay open forever.
Unless you live in Europe, in which case they're open all fucking day. They don't have AC, you see.
The Brits are the best people ever. Oh, man, that's fun. They're so fun.
Now someone asks why Desmond's here. He's like not even interested in what they're doing.
Oh, man. Send me here. Oh, that's right. He and all the people on the island
need your help. It's like they're in the middle of doing this. Like, you could help him. He didn't say Jack. Is this even helpful? He said this seems so perfunctory.
Yeah. But I am helping. Maybe this is what he meant.
That was it.
It was like, basically what the message was, keep doing what you're doing, Mom.
Yeah.
This woman cost me 4 years of my life, 4 years that I'll never get back, because you told me that I was supposed to go to that island.
Did she? Did you hallucinate that? I wasn't clear.
You listen to me, brother. And you listen carefully. That pendulum. These people, they're just using us. I keep thinking it's going to hit somebody.
Right, yeah. I'm sure they did during filming.
Yeah. Whatever she tells you to, ignore it. Do the opposite.
Yeah, that's what he should have said.
You say the island's not done with me? Well, I'm done with the island.
It's true. Mm-hmm. He's done.
Except when Widmore brings it back, it gets his will.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, Like, what a waste of time. He crossed the globe for that.
Yep.
Like, it's like in a boat.
To tell her to keep doing what she was already doing.
Yeah.
What a, she was doing it.
Like, what kind of writing is that? Like,
it should have actually been the opposite, right? She should have said, listen, we can't do this. You don't have everybody. And then Desmond shows up and says, people need your help, Ma, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's convinced to do it then. Because she got the message from Daniel. She didn't even care that Daniel said that.
Didn't give
across
a shit.
Time.
No big deal.
Why that plane? I'm sure she just explained.
Or you could go on Widmore's submarine, leaving in a few days.
Whatever's your fancy.
I hate how they make it seem so hard, and then like Widmore just comes back like it's nothing. Why? Who told you that?
Yep.
Like as many. If you're gonna be didactic, explain yourself.
Wow, what a sentence. Oh, that's a good one.
All I can tell you is the result would be unpredictable.
AKA totally fine.
I know.
That flight. And we just hope.
Jack's like, you know how many flights I went on to try to make this work?
Yeah.
But I didn't have my daddy's shoes.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of. Not for you. None for you, dear.
Yeah, there really should be more wise here.
Yeah. I also want to mention when she turned on that desk lamp, her lamp on the in the background turned on also. Her sconce on the wall also. I just want to point out she's got her lighting game on point.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. So he's already dead.
Yep.
Oh, he knew that.
Yeah, he knew that.
That started this whole thing.
He's seen the coffin.
I don't know where we are in this season anymore. When people hang themselves, Jack. Ben did it.
Yeah. Saeed didn't even believe it was suicide. Although he was going to kill himself.
There are many reasons. The one that matters is this.
He is going to help you get back. John.
He killed himself to help you.
A substitute.
So, substitute for who? The only person who could have told her all of this has to be Man in Black.
That's what it feels like. Because it feels like this really plays into his game. And I'm not convinced that if they didn't go back in Black's body, they wouldn't have still been able to go back.
Something happened. I think maybe he did the same thing to her that he did with Locke and Albert, you know? Like having Albert say, you're going to have to die.
Yeah.
That whole thing. Somehow he used his time travel loophole to give her this instruction, and she believed it because of the circumstances that were extraordinary.
Yeah. Is gone. I wish they had spelled that out a little more, though, because like it would explain some of this nonsense instead of just kind of leaving it.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, stop thinking how ridiculous it is. And start asking.
But yeah, part of the story is like Jack has to like.
You believe it's going to.
Jack has to just have faith, and and so that involves like not asking questions. That's literally what she's saying.
That's literally right she's saying right now.
So like that's how I feel like they dodge bad writing with like a story point that plays.
Stop asking why. That's why they call it faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It is classic move. And Ben praying, like, what is this?
I don't know if I think he's thinking with his hands in front of his face. I know he's not quite in prayer, but yeah.
Okay.
He's close. Contemplating.
And Locke? I mean, his body, the coffin.
I have a friend looking after it.
The other's butcher.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to the airport.
She makes a mean, like, sirloin. Her rump roast is excellent. She's also good at watching coffins.
Who is she?
Why is she helping us? How does she know all this?
God, somebody say she's Faraday's mother, please.
Thomas the Apostle.
Nope, yeah, of course he's not going to explain it. Time for a speech, Jack.
Yep.
Knowing that he would probably be murdered there.
Oh, he's going to hit the same point about Faith.
Yep.
Let us also doubting Thomas. We might die with him. But Thomas was not remembered for this bravery. His claim to fame came later, when he refused to acknowledge the resurrection.
Even though his finger was sticking in Jesus' side.
I know.
It's a weird thing. Oh, man. AKA evidence.
I know.
Of course he was.
Of course he was. It was hard factual evidence, Jack.
Yeah. I mean, if there's something valid to be convinced of, I guess.
Right? Yeah, that's that was a little gray area there, where it was like, just because something miraculous happens doesn't mean you should believe in it without evidence. He believed in it because there was evidence.
Yeah.
See you at the airport, Jack.
Which is the opposite point that you should be making.
Yeah, like, all right, show me the wounds. Like, where is the evidence?
Yep. Yep.
I'm ready.
I want to stick my finger in it.
I want to put my finger in
it. I'm going to put my finger in the island. Oh, man. Now, this shot, there's when they do the close-up of this, is one of my favorite shots in all of Lost. One side of his face is blue, cool. One side of his face is orange and warm. It's so cool. And maybe this is either that Kate thing that they do, where they're, like, setting the tone for that darkness.
Yeah,
so you actually remembered this shot?
I remember this shot, man.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, I just
I mean, I can clearly
see
it.
It's so striking.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, this.
What is this?
Here is my pretty cat, Rabbit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Jack.
Mentioned once and never again.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have been better.
Could you please take one?
So this is his granddad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to tell me why you took off this time, Ray?
Do I really need to answer that? Will you at least tell me where the bus was headed? Doesn't matter. Anywhere I go is somewhere better than here. Packed a bag.
Did she? She hasn't mentioned. Did she mention the dad shoes?
I'm actually gonna get away.
Yeah. Oh no. She just said it had to be something of your dad.
That's right.
Take off again.
Unlock. So I think he comes up with it.
Without my magic shows.
Is that Shepherd's sense of humor?
I'm gonna help you unpack, Granddad.
So how are you, kiddo? You seeing anyone special? Whatever happened to the girl you brought by with you that time? The pretty one with all the freckles. What was her name?
Freckles? Oh, man.
Not together anymore.
Oh. Well, look at the bright side. More time to come visit me.
And I'm entertaining as hell.
I think I might be going away for a while.
Where's away exactly?
A really long while.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere better than here.
Touché.
Touché.
Are these yours, Granddad?
No. Those were your father's.
Hashtag coincidence, Jack.
Mom sent me a box of stuff after it died. Must have got mixed in when I packed for a quick getaway.
Oh, he didn't even mean to take them?
Yeah, that's weird. Shoes. Coincidence.
Can I take them?
Be my guest.
Hmm. Oh, here we go.
Is this it?
We're in like fucking David Fincher's Lost or something. I don't know what this is. The camera work is different. Like, I would love to hear the story behind this. It just feels different.
Yeah.
And now we're back to that warm blue color and then the cool blue and the warm orange.
Yeah, there's definitely a darkness mm-hmm. to the way they've put the lights in the house. And yeah, they're kind of playing it up.
Yeah.
You're right. It's David Fincher's Lost.
Like, this is scary.
Yeah, that's almost like a Lost Highway shot right there.
If those curtains were curtains. This is coming around the corner.
Turn to the corner. Yeah,
this is total Lost Highway callback. That's almost the same. The woman
it's
in
really
the bed.
Weird. And she's in bed. What the fuck?
It's the same blue color too of the VHS copy. You know?
Did they actually get this from Lost Highway? I don't even remember noticing that.
I didn't either.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like really similar.
Very similar.
Holy shit!
What are you doing?
I'm not gay anymore.
Right? I was reading. Yeah.
You'll never have me.
Don't you want to ask me why? These are all quotes from Lost Highway, so go watch it if you want to get these references.
It's good.
It's a great movie.
Don't ask questions.
Ever. Here it comes.
That's the name of the game.
I'm going to go with you. You'll never ask me that question again. You'll never ask me about Aaron. Do you understand, Jack?
I ate him, Jack.
Oh my god.
The only way I can keep him with me. It just seems like there's something dark she's hiding.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Did she like bite him? Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is because you're sad about a kid? Like, it's very edgy.
It is. It is.
Yeah, wow.
It's still, yeah. It's,
and they never will shoot the show like that ever again. It's so weird.
No. It was just that one thing. And then they're done. It's already so different.
It's already done. They're back to like normal.
I made you some coffee and there's orange juice. Still like milk and two sugars.
Yeah, sure.
And your orange juice?
Yeah, that's gross.
Don't make much sense for the
it's like a shitty smoothie.
You might want to consider hiking boots.
Those were my father's.
We're going to put them on lock so that we can make sure we get back to the island okay.
Yeah. Something normal.
I was going to see his feet. And so I had these old white tennis shoes, and I just said, use these, put these on. Because he wasn't worth a nice pair of shoes to me. The time it would take to go out and get them.
So why don't you get rid of them? Why hold on to some makes you feel sad?
Not going to mention the strangeness. All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
I'm confused about his story and how that actually happened because they didn't actually get back to LA with the body. So I'm confused about what he just explained there.
What do you mean?
About the shoes?
Hello, Jack, are you there? Yeah, what's up?
I think they were talking about the new shoes as well as the old shoes.
This part.
Yep.
The coffin. Is it Simon's Butcher Shop?
Corner of Grand and Hayes.
Why? What's happened to you?
Ask for Simone.
Please. It's Simon's Butcher Shop. Ask for Simone. If you ask for Simon, they'll know you're one of them, and they'll shoot you on sight.
Exactly.
Use the other door.
Yeah, you... Clearly not privy to the other's bullshit.
Ben sent me.
Oh, it's Jill. Okay.
I read your file. I guarantee you 100% I said that last time when we talked about this episode.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I know more about you than you do, Jack.
Except not really, because how could I? It's just a bunch of words on a paper.
Ben said to give you the van. I had to pull around back. Give me about 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
5 minutes. Yeah, I don't know why.
Just enough time for him to take do that this. Long. Do whatever he's about to do here.
Yeah. There's no way this is going to be 5 minutes of screen time.
Well, this beef isn't fresh.
I know, right? Who gets to eat this? Like, seasoned with a cadaver?
Terry O'Quinn, ladies and gentlemen. Did she say to put something of your dad's on Locke's body?
I think she did.
Oh, I might have to look at that again.
Yeah, I don't remember what the line was, but it was something close to that.
This is weird.
Wherever you are, John, you must be laughing your ass off that I'm actually doing this.
He has no idea you ever cared, Jack.
Because this is even easier.
Yeah, actually, I don't even know if he ever
No,
knows
why would he?
This happens.
It's all for nothing.
Because I don't think they talked about it in the Flash Sideways.
And yeah.
This is what I don't like about Jack. Because it's like... You had to say, John.
I mean to go back.
The letter could be like, Jack, I was wrong. Everything I told you, like, please.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't go back.
Don't bring anybody with you. And for heaven's sake, don't put your daddy's shoes on my feet. God help you if you put your dad's shoes on my feet.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
But it's not that obstinate. It's like, I'll go 1,000 miles, but not that one last mile.
Yep. Classic Jack. I wanted to be buried there.
Who will be the recipient of the deceased upon arrival? Your mom. Is there a funeral
home? That's me. Huh? I'll be escorting the body.
And your relation to the deceased?
He was a friend.
Now, Mr. Shepard, I have to inform you that due to the increased security measures, we are required to open the casket and perform a screening. I assure you it's all done with care. Do you understand?
Oh, is she not going to go?
Uh-oh.
Mr. Shepard.
Yeah, I didn't really... I wasn't clear that she wasn't going to go.
Don't ask about Aaron, because we're leaving.
Yeah, so did I. I don't know. Thank you
for finding
me. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's Caesar.
Oh, no. I forgot about this guy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't last too long, but he seemed to have a future.
It'd be cool to not have seen that opening scene where we see them on the beach or on the island.
Yeah, I agree.
So we will know, you know, because now we already know it's going to work, at least to some degree. And that's why I don't like that gimmick of the flash forward at the beginning of a story and then the flashback.
I agree.
Oh no, Zulanka Robinson.
Yeah, see, I feel like this plays totally differently with this first, because we have no idea who that is, no context.
We have no idea Jacob gave him that guitar case or whatever. Oh, jeez.
Right.
What do you mean standbys? Is there no standbys?
Oh, no, sir, you don't need to worry. There are 78 seats open.
No. About those seats.
Yeah, I remember we talked about this on the podcast. Like, why did they show open if you bought them all?
Yeah, it was confusing.
sir, these people just want to get to their destination. Why would you not?
Were you supposed? You guys are supposed to get paid double just because I already bought the seats and now they're gonna come.
It doesn't matter why. They can take the next plane. Charlie.
I did appreciate that attention to detail, though, that he was trying to save people from dying needlessly.
Right? Yeah. Very Hurley.
Well, Jacobson. Why won't he say that? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let's do this.
Yeah, I totally agree. This would be better
mm-hmm.
if we didn't have the opening scene.
Yeah,
there's like a lot more tension there. Because you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the endpoint's going
to
be.
Oh, that was great. I love that. That like, oh, I want to say something, but I can't. Oh, no, she's next to me. Whoever she is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little moment.
Yeah.
Seats taken.
You made it.
Mm-hmm.
Sunglasses inside. Okay.
I made it.
All right, I'm going to sit somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess she wasn't not going to mm-hmm. come, but he thought she might not come. I guess that's the idea.
And then it's like, how did he get on the plane? What? Why won't Hurley, like... So he didn't buy all the seats. He just bought a lot of seats. That's what it is. Okay.
That should be
yeah.
Oh no.
Thank you for not closing.
Oh no.
Oh, that's okay. Right on in. Thanks.
You're breaking all kinds of FAA regulations, but you know.
Wait! What's he doing here? Early.
Hey. No,
if you want to get back, this is how it's gonna have to be.
No one told me he was gonna be here.
Who told you to be here?
Ooh.
No one.
Ooh. Yes, Cindy, go back. Leave us alone.
Yes, Jack, I'll be fine.
Are you Jack Shepard, seat 8C?
Yes.
Security found this while screening your cargo.
That's not how security works.
Of course.
If you two don't mind taking your seats, we are going
to
be pushing back.
We don't find something with somebody's name on it and figure out if they're a passenger and give it to them.
What's that?
So that means, to me, that means Jacob did that. There's just...
It could be, yeah. That seems people on this plausible.
What's gonna happen to them?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yep.
Who cares?
Jack's like, this Jack's is like, why all right. I don't like this. Oh, man.
I know. And Hurley tried to pull a, like, mm-hmm. abort the mission, Ben is here. But,
No.
Of course that didn't work.
And Saeed's just randomly in custody going to Guam and no one's saying anything?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird as fuck. No, they're not even asking questions about that. Yeah.
They know about it from the next episode? Which was supposed to be before this?
I don't think so. I don't think they know. Like, we would know as the audience, but I don't think they would know. I don't know if they ever know. Like, you know, like, only some of them, I mean, I guess they eventually meet Ilana, but I don't know if she's ever, like, specifically explaining
this. Is she only here because of Jacob herself? Ilana? So did Ilana tell her to go arrest Saeed? Okay. That's the story.
I think so. I mean, I don't think we ever saw that, but that's my presumption. We saw Jacob, like, you know, say he needed her help. And
Saeed being on the same
plane. That coincidence again.
How did they end up here?
It's not really a coincidence. It was kind of designed that way.
I think it means something that somehow.
It means some mm-hmm. people want you to go back.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, sick burn.
And then this guy.
Oh, of course he shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually, that's a pretty cool curveball. Really cool. I did not expect that.
Oh,
Chester?
Yes, indeed.
I need to talk to
the guy. So Cindy.
All right. But you just have to go sit down because you can't.
You know, from 9/11.
Sure. I understand.
Yeah. You've heard of 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
A little cleaned up.
Well, hello, Doc.
Yeah.
Considerably less bedraggled.
His bedraggle factor is less than I have.
What are you doing here, Frank? Well, I picked this gig up about 8 months ago. Fly this around all the time. Sometimes I do. Delhi.
Well, there's a lot of people you know on this plane. This was great, though, because he puts it together himself.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to Guam.
We're not going to Guam, are we?
Wow. Oh, I thought that was going to be
it
the end.
It is weird how Kathy
Oh, man, that would have been a great ender.
Yeah. It's a good ender.
Yeah, he takes it in stride. There was something about Frank that he never, no matter how crazy things got, he kept his head.
My mother taught me.
He didn't go into like an existential crisis about what it all meant, like some Jack Shepherds.
I can read, Jack.
Right.
See what you're doing. What's that? Waiting for something to happen. And what is going to happen? You tell me, Jack. You're the one that got.
Then he calls it out. Hawking. Yeah.
He called it school. Wow. Wow. Yeah, they're clearly trying to do that then.
Did you know?
Oh, shit. Because it didn't happen that way. You can't. Yeah. You can't know something that's not true. Exactly. Oh, man.
He found this stuffed in his pocket. I've been trying
to get rid of it one time, Jack.
Following me.
I know. We talked about, I remember that from the old podcast. Like, it's following me because it came once again.
To read it.
Like, they really should have done more if they wanted us to believe that.
At least twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it because you're afraid? Afraid of what?
Yeah, it's called guilt.
That it's your fault he killed himself? Was it my fault?
Yes.
No, Jack, it wasn't your fault.
Since the guy who murdered him.
I know.
Let me give you some.
That's things. Like the most, like the biggest truth, like he's ever said, I think.
Yeah. And there was also this clear, like, this is what Jack wants to hear.
No one opens letters like that.
I've done it a couple times.
Not if it's something inside you don't want torn.
Want to rip? Yeah. Like a suicide note.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
You know... Like, I always wanted the note to be more interesting or to say something, you know, like, I don't know. It's so short. And also, like, I kind of hate that it's this weird tense, like, had believed, like, I forget what you call that.
Perfect,
it's like,
something.
It's one of those, like, fancy tenses, and it, like, the grammar is distracting in a way. I almost wish it had been, I wish you'd believe me, or, you know, something a little more casual. I don't know.
Your seatbelt.
And I wish you'd said something else. It's just so,
it's,
like,
well, it's like a laugh, it's like a little last guilt for him, like, and it does make it seem like, well, my dying wish was that you never believed me, my dying regret, I mean, you know, like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh shit, it's happening now. I'm sorry, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I'm like, oh, temporary turbulence. Oh, the screen's going white. Never mind.
That was it. Which made it made it seem that like another electromagnetic thing that was happening. But you know, who
yeah.
There's no button not to press. Like,
who initiated it? That's yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the plane doesn't crash.
Jacob again? The island? It sort of crashed. I mean, it crashed in the present. After they, you know, they, I mean, they, you're right, it doesn't really crash. They landed. It doesn't,
like, break apart, crash like the original.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to land it, but yeah. Yeah, we saw all this, and if you didn't show it first, then we wouldn't have seen all this. And maybe these things would be less boring. Already
seen it, and...
Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
This should be a bigger moment.
They should have fucking died. Like that in the beginning. Like, we could have waited 5 seconds.
No. Can you get up? If we've watched Lost this long, like, we can spare 40 minutes to get here.
But, you know, now that we know it was supposed to be Bentham first, I now want to see how Bentham ends to be like, maybe they were like, okay, we have to get them to the island real quick or something.
So is it? It's just us?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Either of you remember crashing?
Crashing? No. 1 second being tossed around, next thing I know I'm in the lagoon.
Where is
Don't you mean Simon? When?
Where's Ben?
All right. Spread out, search the jungle. If we come across anybody from the plane, we'll...
Oh, yeah.
Dharma Lady.
Is that what that song is?
Yep. One of the worst Lost tie-ins. After Bad Twins.
Oh, this is great.
Yep.
Of all people. What? Wow. It's like they're the Jin and he's the Russo.
I'll admit, like, that's a pretty punchy ending.
No, that's great. That's great.
I wish it had more build up.
I would love to
see
an actual cut of that first opening sequence that has the correct pacing, and then they discover Jin. Like, that would have been cool.
It would have been way better that way. Yeah. Just flip it around. Because it's a good end point, but yeah, they could have taken their time more with the, like, to let it set in, like, oh my God, they're really back, you know, instead of just like, no, don't worry, they're gonna get back and it's gonna be cool. Like, you don't, you know, don't, like, lose interest or whatever. It's just like, that desperation is really strange to me.
Yeah, that was a
especially on this show, it's just like,
I feel like whoever directed this, let's see, Stephen Williams directed this.
Stephen Williams, yeah.
Is he a usual director?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not a ton of episodes.
I see. Yeah, I'm curious who directed and edited this. Like, they were taking some chances. They were doing some things they don't always do, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a pretty unique episode, like there's very little island in it, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost entirely you know, off the island stuff, and it also, you know, it doesn't really cut around, you know, there's no flashing.
Yeah,
it's kind of just like the 46 hours earlier is like the closest they get to that, I guess. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was part of it, like they wanted to like force it into the structure somehow.
Yeah,
and so that's why they did the 48 hours earlier gag?
Well, they have to do that if you start with a flash forward.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, otherwise there wouldn't have been any flashes in the episode at all.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. They, like,
you know what I mean? It would have just been a linear. Yeah, like, we got one flash, so it's lost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know why they would be so tied into the structure that they have to invent a shitty device just to do it.
Well, the editor edited 41 episodes, so you know, he's regular.
Definitely.
Yeah, nobody explicitly like knew. Interesting. Yeah.
But I want to look up Miss Hawking's line about the shoes, just to see like what she actually says.
Let's see. Here it is. All right. Yeah. You need to recreate the conditions of the original flight, which is why you need to give John something of your father's. You have to get something that belonged to your father, and you need to give it to John. So that's that was the line. So she didn't say shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea was you have to give him something because he's a proxy. And I don't know why that makes any sense, but you know, that's the story.
It's like the admission to the island is one Jack Shepherd. And so like,
yeah,
you know, they didn't have another of that currency. So John was gonna be the, I'm sorry, not Jack Shepherd, Christian Shepherd.
One Christian Shepherd.
And then,
though I don't understand why Locke can't just be himself. I mean, he was on the plane originally.
Because the currency is, the price of admission is one Christian Shepherd.
that's what you meant by currency.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, to get to the island, you have to have one Christian
Shepherd. One Christian Shepherd or no admittance.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, not at all, but yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I want to see the scene where Man in Black told Eloise Hawking this whole plan.
Definitely. I just think, like, I don't know, it's asking a lot of the audience to accept that Miss Hawking, what, came up with that herself? Like,
but it's not to in the context that this is what we expect from her.
Right.
She shows up unexpectedly and gives people missions, and you know, her whole mystery is how does she know this
stuff, right?
You know,
right.
And it even called, now I'm like, some of the stuff she told Desmond, was that Man in Black? Like, I'd have to go back.
Oh, the island's not done with you? That whole thing? Yeah.
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 But yeah, it didn't seem to bother me last time I watched this.
Not at all.
How specific she was about certain things.
Not at all. And the, more like tangentially, but just the whole issue of the lamppost and like how this all started with Dharma.
Oh, that's right. I wanted
it's
to
such
look
a it's such a mess. Like,
yeah.
Like,
okay, the room we're standing in was constructed years ago over a unique pocket of electromagnetic energy. That energy connects to similar pockets all over the world. Okay, we know that. The people who built this room, however, were only interested in one pocket of energy, she means. Let's see, the island. Yes, son, that's correct. Oh man, that was horrible. Okay, they gathered proof that it existed. Okay, so here's some grammar again. They had gathered proof that it existed. So
they had gathered proof.
They had
that was
proof.
It.
They had
that was the line.
It existed. So that was the line. So that means that from either some sort of research or from maybe hearsay, from, you know, myths or stories about things, you know, the whole Hanzo.
And the Alvar Hanzo connection, like perhaps that was part of it.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. This idea of some island out there, they gathered proof that it existed. So now they knew it was out there. Okay, I'm reading again. They knew it was out there somewhere, but they just couldn't find it. Then what did they do, Ms. Hawking? Well, I'm glad you asked. Then a very clever fellow built this pendulum on the theoretical notion that they should stop looking for where the island was supposed to be and start looking for where it was going to be. Okay.
Isn't that where it's supposed to be? But okay, fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be where it's going to be.
It's a weird way to phrase it, but okay.
It reminds me of that thing. What is that? There's another quote from a movie like this, but it has to do with like, was it marksmanship? It's like you're hitting a target, you know, don't aim for where it is, aim for where it's going to be. I forgot where that's from.
Oh yeah, that sounds like
it's a thing. But okay, so that's kind of interesting, this idea. So this clever fellow, I always want that to be Dan. Like, I don't know, I just feel like
boasting. I remember that, yeah,
she's boasting about her son.
Yeah, it seems plausible, and I guess like the only thing is the timeline, like it can't possibly be right. Well, there was a thing too, right? Where in the 70s, when Dan's in the 70s in Dharma, doesn't he find out about the lamppost? Oh, no, that was, no, he goes to Michigan, right? He leaves the island to go to Michigan. Sorry. That's right. That's what, that made me think like he could have come here to build the lamp. But they would have already.
But they were already on the island. Yeah, sorry. That's the thing. That's why the timeline can't, like, unless he did some extra time traveling.
Some more time traveling, yeah.
And went even more into the past. Like, he went to Michigan, built a time machine, and then.
To go further back, yeah.
That's a bit much.
So,
yeah, I feel like it's not named. I feel like she'd even say if she really knew that it was, you know, even though she didn't really care when Desmond mentioned him, but.
Yeah.
I agree, like, it would make sense, but it seems like they didn't want to say it's just exposition.
Then we get the island was always moving. Why do you think you were never rescued? Well, I don't know.
Oh, classic. Maybe the
time barrier? I don't know.
There were so many reasons.
So many reasons.
It's like way beyond, in the pilot gives a reason.
The pilot gives a pilot reason.
He says we were like 1,000 miles off course or whatever, you know? Yeah. Like that was the original reason. Yeah. Like they're never gonna find it.
That didn't matter.
You know?
It's because the island was moving.
Now it's like, well, maybe the island moved back.
I was just literally gonna say that. They wait long, it's like Cube, you know, like they wait long enough, the original place goes back to where they were.
Yeah. Spoiler. Exactly. It just seems like, yeah, like math-wise, it would have to happen at some point. Yeah. And like,
well, there's a finite number of points on Earth, right? So,
And you're totally right. There's like the barrier, and you know that whole thing. Like it's invisible to a certain extent, and you have to know these special coordinates. Yep. Like that's another
reason.
Like they built this whole machine just to find it, and it's like, I don't. It's really weird to be like. No, it's
she
just
could have just said, you know, that's one of the reasons you were never found. Like, but they wanted to make it a stronger point, but it's sort of imperfect or inaccurate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it comes off like they forgot. Like on a semi-related note, like, you know, Ben's line on the plane when Jack's like, how can you read a time like this or whatever? It's like my mother I think that works fine. And you know, I do think that, you know, in this age that we live in now, you know, and I would say the internet's changed a lot since this podcast started. To put it mildly. You know, there is a tendency in a lot of cases when people are interpreting things to maybe like take certain lines like a little too literally and just kind of, you know, not be willing to let things be a little more, you know, whatever, just you know, just a quip or just poetic or something. And I feel like it's just a, you know, it's a stock phrase my mother taught me. I feel like that's why he said that, but it's, you know, but I remember people complaining at the time that, you know, I mean, his mother died giving birth to him, so clearly his mother didn't teach him to read, which is obviously true. And I do wonder when they wrote that line, what exactly the thought was. If it was like, no, he's just saying this as a phrase or were they really just not thinking about it? You know?
Yeah. This is or a Damon and the Carlton idea episode, that Jack doesn't know that Ben's mother died as far as I can remember. So.
Oh yeah. I think he probably doesn't know that.
He's saying this from a place of like that not being his story, you know? So it's just. As far as Jack knows, he has a mother.
Right.
Or his mother did teach him. Right. Yeah, exactly. But
he has no reason to think it's
just
a
phrase. But it's mostly just a quip, you know. It's mostly just a witty retort for no reason.
Yeah.
But I agree. Right. I mean, I can imagine people looking at that thinking there's more to it. And maybe that was us. But, you know, yeah, that's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like right now I'd be like, yeah, it's just,
I think we talked about it some.
Nothing. Like it's, there's nothing deeper going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it as a big deal. I guess in terms of TV shows, I think serialized TV shows, I think, the thing I love about them is, the way mm-hmm. these like long plots can kind of develop over time and, you get really invested in it and stuff. The thing I hate about them is when, retcons, basically yeah. when they forget about certain things that, and I even feel this way about Juliet's tattoo, where I know that was like widely considered to be the worst episode of Lost ever. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not saying it was good or anything, but, it's just, in a way, it's like, you put it on the air, you made us watch mm-hmm. it, and now Juliet has a tattoo, and it's just kind of frustrating to me that they never acknowledge it again in any way. Mm-hmm. It's just like erased from history. And I guess like anytime they just sort of seemingly like dodge a point that's been addressed yeah. like really thoroughly on the show, I don't know, it just sort of bothers me. And I guess like mm-hmm. I wish I had found a better quip for Ben to say that didn't like seem like
they forgot that his
to an extent died. Like I don't know, like they forgot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which like I don't know if that's true. And I guess that ties in with Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham too, because we talked mm-hmm. about it, all that stuff that Jack said that Locke said, like he's not gonna say any of that. I think some of it is willful if they just want to do something different from what they said mm-hmm. or whatever. I guess that's what they call a retcon when they know they're doing it. Sometimes it's sort of like what they're focusing mm-hmm. on or what they're thinking about is not that.
Yeah.
And so it ends up just getting kind of, not addressed in any way. And I think Ben's mother doesn't
mm-hmm. yeah,
doesn't really come up again, if I remember right. And I don't know, it's such a formative aspect of his character. It feels like
mm-hmm.
For
a throwaway it's just a line, weird choice. That's the problem, is it's such an obviously throwaway line, but then they get it wrong, so it's like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It makes it stand out way more than it should. Because it should just be, the equivalent of who cares.
He could have easily said my father taught me.
You're not supposed to dwell on it that much.
And then it could have been true, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. And like, why not? It's weird.
But yeah, overall, pretty good episode, coming back to the island after all this time, ever since Jack's faithful, we got to go back, finally actually getting there is interesting. And the whole, it's got to be yeah. everyone. This will do for now. And I remember her saying for now, like, we're going to do this again. Like, there's another bus leaving, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, yeah, like,
okay. There's no other bus. This is it. I guess the sort of follow-up to that is that Hurley shows up, and then,
mm-hmm.
Saeed shows up escorted, like, making it seem like everyone came, and I guess, like, everyone came except Aaron, and,
mm-hmm.
if you want to count, like, Walt, which they address in The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham. So maybe that's supposed to be the fulfilling of like all of them. Like it's close enough. That.
I mean, she doesn't know that.
But
it worked out that way.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. She doesn't know that. And she's what is fine. She doing? And it's like, just like, well, it'll be unpredictable.
Is she just lampposting in her spare time? Like, what? Why is she just hanging out watching the pendulum swing?
All day. Like, yeah. It seems that way. Well, she was like doing calculations and stuff when we first saw her. So I feel like she was trying to, like, you know, somehow, however Dharma used that equipment to find the island, and she was trying to find it.
Why does Ben know about Hawking?
You know?
Oh, that's right.
As we're going to find out in the next episode. Go. That is the thing that Locke says right before Ben kills him. And Locke found out from the Man in Black. So yeah, it's again tying into that, like,
for
it feels
like
the Man in Black is implicated.
The best
in
villain
line.
Plan in history. Like, it really dropped the ball with his character in later in season 6. Like,
yeah,
they just really dropped the ball for everything that he really accomplished. More than half of which was behind the scenes, and you have to intuit that he did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not clear that he's influencing events in this episode
But it's like the only logical conclusion. And you have all these people, these independent actors, believing that they're doing the right thing for their own reasons, but it's really him who's controlling everything.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That'd be great. I'd love to see that villain, you know. I really think they screwed themselves by, as cool as it is to have Man in Black look like Locke, I think they screwed themselves with not having Titus Welliver himself be Man in Black, separate from Locke, and be able to just be a different person.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they were too attached to, like, Terry O'Quinn's screen time. You know, they still could have had Locke in the Flash sideways.
They
could
have had Locke on the island. They could have,
and actually,
they could have had any reason why Locke is back, or his body's back, or whatever. You know, they could have come up with some mythology. You know, oh, Man in Black took over his body, but then something happened, and now they're split again, and here's Locke, but he's only back for, like, you know, like I said before, like when Jacob was back on the island, I mean, after Jacob died, he was still visible for a little while. Locke could have had something like that where he's back for a few episodes or something before he fades away, or, you know, he's there because Hurley can see him because he's dead, or, you know, whatever. Like, they could have gotten around it, But yeah, it seemed like they were like wanting to give Terry O'Quinn screen time and give him something to play other than John Locke, you know?
Yeah. 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 And I guess, you know, there was like, I think there's a couple other factors. Like one thing that a lot of people pointed out at the time is, you know, I mean, you remember from the end of season one, you know, that whole thing with Jack and Kate, you know, if we survive tonight, we're gonna have a lot.
Oh yeah.
I need to know that you're on my side, you know. And season two, like, they were clashing, season three, they were clashing, season four, they were clashing, you know, and it felt like Locke was in a way, like, for a time at least, developing into like an antagonist or a villain on the show.
Yeah, we talked about that.
You know, yeah, and this feels like a natural conclusion to that, you know, except it's not him, which is kind of disappointing. But I feel like that's playing into it. And then the other thing that I think is playing into it is I feel like they didn't want the main villain to be, you know, like a brand new character who hadn't been in the rest of the show. You know, I think they don't want to just be like, for the last season, we'll just bring in this actor and he'll just play.
Because even though we have seen him through Christian and other people and other images, we know, like, we're familiar with the character, but not the other actor.
Yeah. I would have preferred it as Christian.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I feel like he did a good Man in Black, and he was the avatar for the Man in Black through season 4 and 5. You know, like, that's basically all we see. And then I mean, Jack, you know, asked, except for the lock stuff.
Yeah, then Jack would have been like, oh, that was you on the beach because I see you here now as my dad.
Exactly. It was obviously you. And that confrontation, that, like, that thing of Man in Black really using the image of Christian, which I feel like, you know, in a way would be more powerful for Jack.
Yeah, sure.
Than the lock thing was. Yeah, it's disappointing. I agree. I wish, and it's just so arbitrary. Like, oh, he's stuck that way now. Like, okay, why? Mm-hmm. Don't ask.
Yep.
Okay.
He's never stuck before, but now he's stuck.
Now he's stuck for no reason other than we don't want him to change his appearance. And again, it's disappointing. It's sort of like it's like what you're saying. Like, they're, you know, they have this super villain who's like super awesome and has all these cool powers, and they just take them away.
And that's the other thing too, is they Man in Black / Locke doesn't, because they want this all to seem like his plan and he's all like smooth and suave with it, they don't give him that moment where they could have played it for conflict, where he's upset that he looks like Locke permanently. He didn't know that was going to happen. Like, they could have played it that way too, where it's like, oh shit, I've lost some of my powers now, you know, whatever. Like, I'm stuck in this body and I hate it. Like, I thought I was going to be able to turn into him or whatever, like normal, but I didn't know I'd be, you know, like, they could have played some internal conflict up with that whole thing and not just been like, yeah, this was his plan to look like Locke forever and never to be able to change again. Unlike his whole existence up until now.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. That could have been interesting, actually. And I mean, I guess, like, once he becomes real or whatever in the very last episode, like, that's the closest they get to that.
Yeah, and they were playing on that whole thing where he had Locke's memories and he was, you know, condescending to Locke, and that would have been a great conflict that he, Locke was a nobody to him, but now he's stuck in this nobody's body and it's rubbing off of him.
Yeah.
Now he's got this overwhelming urge to whittle, and he hates whittle, you know what I mean? You know, it's like, it could be this thing where
it could have been interesting. Actually.
Yeah, where he's finally having to pay this repercussion for impersonating people, where now it's like, it's not that you just look like them, but now you are attached to their psychology. And now you're attached to the psychology of somebody you think is beneath you, you know?
Right.
And again, I what I wanted was Locke to come back somehow in some way. In a moment that really matters, you know, for Locke to save the day just one time.
Yeah.
One time in all his miserable life, you know, it was worth it. And then he could say, now I understand why, and then vanish forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
just that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, how cool would that have been, you know, to be like, Ben kills him, and his last thought is, I don't know why.
Yeah,
and then, you know, Man in Black looking like Locke is about to kill Jack, and then, like, Locke appears, or he takes over his body or something, and he saves Jack, and he's like, now I know why. And like, that kind of mythic, like, fate, cosmic thing, you know, bigger than life sort of moments is why we like the show, and me in particular, I love that kind of stuff. You know, it goes back to, again, another missed opportunity where it's like, the reason the Losties came to the island was to prevent the incident from blowing up the world. Like, that's what I want. That's what I want to be true. Not like, yeah, the world maybe could have exploded, and yeah, they did come back, and yeah, they did prevent it, but those pieces don't all line up for a greater meaning.
They
like set up these circumstances, but they don't cross the threshold, you know, and to make it be this thing that would be bigger than itself. And that's the kind of thing I want. You know, they do that sometimes, obviously, but like, that's the kind of thing I want sometimes from the show, is like, this really matters. This was really important that it happened this way. Not that it was random and it turned out okay in the end.
Yeah, there was a hint of the Locke psychology when he's like, don't tell me what I can't do.
Yeah, my mother was crazy. Like, there was this vague thing that was happening where it seemed like Locke was, and that's why you seemed like it seemed like it could have built up to where Locke was sort of taking more, becoming more present in his body. Yeah. And there could have been like that classic, you know, internal conflict where there's two minds trying to control the body type thing. And then you know, who's going to win in the end?
Yeah. That could like maybe what he did with Locke involved. Yeah, I guess they could have said like it was like Locke's, I don't know, Locke's essence or something was still there in some form.
Well, even like, you know,
or maybe they just could... doing it for so long. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say with the light cave, you know, what they could have said was when they move the cork and Man in Black loses his power, then he loses his influence over Locke's psyche that's still in his body somehow. Or you know, it's because the cork is moved, the life and death and everything in between that's under there allows Locke to get back to his body, you know, and in that, so when the cork is over, Locke has control and Man in Black doesn't, and Locke could have like killed himself and saved the day because he's sort of, you know, Man in Black is now trapped in his body, and if Locke dies, Man in Black dies, and that could have been the end of the show.
Yeah,
you know, like Locke sacrifices himself to and kills the villain, you know.
Yeah, instead of just a cliff battle. Yeah,
instead of just a cliff battle.
I mean, it's dramatic and all, but yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like there could have been more power in doing something a little less like standard, I guess.
A little less actiony and more like dramatic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I think, I mean, Lost has action, but I don't think it's really an action show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it would have been interesting to close on a note like that, at least for the on-island stuff. And definitely in general, like, I would way rather have all that stuff than what they did with Desmond. The Desmond stuff is so shitty in the final season. I feel like when he walks out here, like, he should be done.
That should have been the end. It should have been over.
It's so clearly supposed to be it.
Yeah.
And like, and that's why, like, it was like pulling teeth to get him back to the island. Like, they had to do
The only reason Desmond should have come back to the island is if he, by his own choice, understood why he needed to do that. If somehow in his life outside of the island, you know, once he leaves in this episode, he realizes something that he's been selfish this whole time.
God. God forbid that.
I know. Like, he's got Penny, he's got little baby Charlie, he's got everything he's ever wanted, and something's missing. And he realized that his whole life he's been selfish and he needs to do something for other people. He's got to put himself on the line. And he decides to go back
to the island. Seems laughable.
I know. This is a list of things that could have never happened. and then he decides,
would be character growth.
You know, and then, hey, you really want to get crazy? He finds Widmore and he demands Widmore help him back to the island. He forces Widmore to do the right thing. And he says, hey, if you ever want to be in Penny's life, he shows him a picture of Penny and the baby. And he says, if you ever want to know your grandson and your daughter, you're going to help me get to that island, brother. And like, that would have been cool. And then he swipes the McCutcheon whiskey and he downs it. That's the show I would like to see.
Yeah, no, that could have been a great moment.
Yeah, that would have been insane.
I would have really enjoyed seeing that. And it also would make me like Desmond more.
Right.
And the show more. And it would more, too. I feel like Widmore it helps Widmore.
Yeah, and it totally helps Widmore because he's not... if he realized he had a reason to actually change and be a decent human being at the very last moment, that could have been cool, you know? Use his considerable resources to actually help people instead of being completely selfish. And even though Jacob, in quotes, you know, apparently told him to come back to the island, it just, all he did was come back and torture people and blow things up. Mm-hmm. And like, it didn't seem like he was really helping anything.
No, you know, he may have killed all the Ajir passengers.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if it was the opposite and he showed up and he had like a boat or a helicopter or something, and he's like, hey, here's a bunch of civilians, I'm going to save them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that could have been super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have really shown like a change in his character, but instead it's like, oh no, we'll just kimi them all. Like, who gives a fuck?
God, yep. Yep, arm bomb. Uh, Oh man, I guess he armed the bomb. Wow.
Oh,
jeez. You know they said that in the writer's room.
I'm sure they did.
Then he arms his arm bomb. But anyway, so we're really good at fixing the show.
I know.
I really want to see that. I really want to see that ending we just described, where Locke is better and Desmond's better and Widmore's better and Man in Black is better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
It could have been great.
Maybe on the reboot they'll get it right.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for the reboot.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, right. I feel like the reboot will fail if they ever do it completely. It'll be way worse than anything that's wrong.
It'd be one season and they all get it wrong and it would just be a horrible failure. All right, anything else?
I think that's good. Yep. Definitely an enjoyable episode. Kind of breezy and functional in a way, but
yeah, it gets you. Yeah, feels transitional. Yeah.
Yeah, they threw in a few interesting mysteries. You know, some of them are only mysteries because we haven't seen the next episode yet, but you know, that's fine. You know, the Ben thing, like, I mean, the answer's not very interesting, but at the time it, you know, seemed like it could hold some interest. I feel like if you connect the dots and you understand that Desmond's there and, you know, Ben said he was going to kill Penny and he said, you know, I got an old score to settle or whatever. It's like, it's not that hard to guess what the answer is.
Yeah, because the whole thing was, Desmond's coming when with Penny and, and she's, you know, him doing that puts her in danger. So
exactly.
And then Locke's beat up. So, yeah.
I mean, and like, sorry, it was a waste of time anyway, so it's just
complete
like
waste of time. And also, like, aren't we over that squabble? I feel like it was so long ago that it was weird to be like, yeah, I'm still holding this grudge. Like, you haven't mentioned Alex like once, like, but again, I guess he's going back to the Eye to be judged, so it's on his mind, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. That is another thing that bothered me. It felt like they kind of pivoted on that really quickly. And I kind of wish they had like thrown in a few more Alex references to clarify that that's a huge motivation for him. Because I mean, even in this season, you know, even when he says he's going to be judged, you know, for that. And, you know, so that, I mean, that's an example of what I'm saying. I'll give it credit. But when he actually kills Jacob, he doesn't complain about Alex. He doesn't say a word about Alex when he kills Jacob. And yet in season six, suddenly it's like, that's the main reason I did it.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, I don't know. It's kind of, they're kind of, we talked about this with some other plot where there's like multiple reasons for a thing. And it's sort of varies from time to time which one is the most important.
Yeah, I forgot which plot the line is.
But in the case of Jacob, it's sort of like there's a couple of things. There's the Alex thing, but there's also, you know, you never saw me when I was the leader.
Yeah, you didn't pay attention to me.
You preferred Locke, you know. Leave aside the fact that wasn't really true, but...
Yep.
Jacob doesn't respond, of course, because he's a piece of shit, but you know.
Yep. He's a horrible leader.
But like, you know, he makes it about that, you know, like when he killed Locke, you know, because he thought Jacob said, help me, you know, and he thought Jacob gave him the mission to move the island, you know. I hope you're happy now, Jacob. You know, it's like, it's clear that like that's at the end of the season, like that's the reason why he kills Jacob. And yet later, no, it was Alex.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I get that it's hard to write a scene where you somehow like wrap all that in, but yeah, I don't know.
It's easy. It's what about me? What about Alex?
Yeah.
You know, what about you? And there it is. But yeah, that makes me think of a question.
What about Alex? That would have been so harsh.
Yeah, what about her? It makes me, that Jacob being you know, out of contact thing makes me question, like, between him and Man in Black, like, who's more evil? Like, the god that's never there or the devil that is, you know? Like, there's something evil about being a deity, but also never interacting with your subjects or your followers. And they just, like, worship you in this, like, intangible way where you, like, you could respond to them if you wanted to, but you just don't. You just don't care enough to. And then, it's supposedly because he's trying to stay out of it. Whatever. But we clearly know he just doesn't give a shit about those people. Like, he doesn't care. He just
A certain level, that's clearly true.
Yeah.
And I think they make, like, a sort of a version of that point in Across the Sea, when he goes over to visit the Man in Black, and he's been, you know, living with that camp. And I think the Man in Black has a line that's something like, you know, it's easy for you to talk about how good humanity is, like, you're not actually around them ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just, like, standing up on your, you know, high pedestal and looking down and, you know, making up judgments in your mind, but you don't actually, like, interact with people, so you don't really know anything about them.
Diego was like, yeah, and what's your point?
That seems good to me.
Yeah, like, you have been paying attention to me. Thank you, brother.
Supposed to be a problem.
How else do you do it? Fine, I'll send a proxy. Hey, Richard, go half be interested in what these people are doing.
I know. But, like, and I know that, like, literally this whole, oh my God, we're going to get into this now. Sorry. Sorry. This is like pet peeve number 83.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like the rules of acquisition. There's just a list. They just keep coming up. This is one of my pet peeves, just how, in terms of Richard, his whole story was like, predicated on the fact that the Man in Black comes to him in the guise of dead Isabella to recruit him to kill Jacob. Like, that's literally what fucking happens.
Yep.
He knows that happens.
Yep.
Obviously. And, you know, I mean, Jacob even, you know, makes him, you know, that wasn't your wife. Like, it's very explicit.
Yep.
That he understands it was a manipulation. That's what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking Locke shows up and says, I came back from the dead and let's go see Jacob. And and what the fuck? And he doesn't question it. And he's like,
well, because you time traveled that one time and you were the leader, maybe.
Yeah.
Then I know. I guess I just have to do whatever you say, even though I shouldn't take anyone to see Jacob. Yeah. That's how that story goes.
It's like, it's just so lame. Like, come on,
Richard. To be fair, it was a couple hundred years ago. You know, it's been a while since.
Now, that is true. That is true. That is somewhat of a fair point.
Mm-hmm. He kind of forgot the greatest deception of all time in his life.
But yeah, it's such a central point of the island, and he knows this guy's out there, and he knows he can look like dead people. And, you know, I mean, I know, like, Dogen's gonna know about that too. And it just seems like the others are, like, not prepared, even though they should be, you know? Like, even the ones who are in the know seem strangely, like, caught off guard. Like, what are you doing? I don't understand. Meanwhile, like, Widmore shows up on the island and he's instantly like, well, you're obviously not John Locke. And it's like, what? Like, I don't understand. Like, why is he clearer on this than people who actually know? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, weird means bad.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Translating for you. Oh man. Well, all right. We'll get to those horrible plot lines.
I know they're coming. They're coming.
So coming. Yeah, you reminded me of Dogen. I was like, oh, we haven't even started that.
Oh, the Dogen. It's soon. We got Ankh. Ankh is there.
Ankh. Yep. Yep. Don't open that guitar case, Hurley. Oh, geez. Oh man. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. We covered a lot of ground. Some of it was about Lost. And we'll be back next time with the life and death of somebody.
Some guy.
Yeah.
You mean Locke? Yes, I mean Locke.
Yeah, but not that Locke, the other Locke. The pre-dead Locke.
Exactly.
Until next time, thanks and namaste.
Namaste and good luck.